This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. More millennials now own their own homes, a benchmark that many thought they'd never reach. Millennials, defined as people born roughly between 1981 and 1996, were once derided by some as the generation that spent too much on avocado toast to be able to afford a home. Many millennials said that instead of frivolous spending, they were hindered by fundamental economic disadvantages like stagnant wages and a housing affordability crisis that their parents never had to contend with. Now, however, millennials have achieved something remarkable. They've become a majority homeowner group. In 2022, the share of millennials owning homes increased to 51.5% nationwide. Their home ownership rates increased dramatically, even in expensive metro areas like New York and Los Angeles. Many millennials coming out of college faced poor job prospects and earnings after the global recession that began in 2007. Meanwhile, income inequality worsened and housing prices were rising faster than wages after 2010. But the COVID-19 pandemic influenced millennials' income and savings. Student loan pauses and stimulus checks helped many people save more than they could have otherwise by cutting back on spending. The personal savings rate in April 2020 was an unusually high rate of 33.8%. That helped the wave of young adults buy their first homes with greater savings and the help of student loan pauses and remote work. First-time home buyers also were aided by low mortgage interest rates. The average interest rate on a 30-year mortgage was 2.8% 2 years ago, compared to 6.9% today. A new pack of endangered gray wolves has been discovered in California's Sequoia National Forest, the state's Department of Fish and Wildlife says. The wolf pack, which consists of five individuals, is now California's southernmost wolf pack. The wolves were first spotted as biologists worked to restore fire-scorched sequoia groves. Wildlife biologists then found massive wolf tracks and collected 12 scat and hair samples from the area for genetic testing, which revealed five individual wolves that had not previously been documented in California. One of the animals is a direct descendant of OR7, the first wolf to be documented in California in recent history, and the other wolf pack mates are her offspring, two males and two female wolves. None of the genetic samples came from an adult male, but the testing indicates the father is a descendant of a pack in the northeast part of California. Gray wolves are native to California, but by the 1930s, wolves were wiped out from most of the U.S. after years of a nationwide extermination campaign. Following the environmental movement in the 1960s and 70s, the species has slowly been making a comeback across the western states. In 1974, wolves gained federal protection under the Endangered Species Act. Gray wolves were recently delisted in 2020, but that decision was reversed for the contiguous 48 states and Mexico. Montana's marijuana tax revenues have poured more than $1 million into Montana's non-game wildlife work. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission last Thursday approved a spending plan that includes, for the first time, 4% of marijuana sales tax revenues earmarked for non-game wildlife. That program is typically funded by a voluntary contribution that Montana residents can check off on their state income tax forms and usually generates between $30,000 and $40,000. Now, the 4% from marijuana tax revenues has juiced the account to $1.13 million. The non-game wildlife program includes habitat restoration and conservation work for birds, mammals, amphibians, and reptiles that the state hopes will keep species of great conservation need under state authority rather than see those species numbers decline to the point of ending up on the federal list of endangered species. Montana collects a 20% tax on all recreational marijuana sales and 4% on medical marijuana. Last year, the first calendar year of recreational weed sales, Montana saw more than $300 million in combined sales. Each month's marijuana sales this year has outperformed the same month last year by an average $1.2 million more. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.